The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org. Okay, I think we'll get started. I think most of you know that the schedule will do a meditation. I'll be lightly guided. I'm going to drop some things in. Not a lot of words, just a little bit. And we'll give a talk. And then there'll be a time for you to discuss amongst yourselves some of the things I brought up in the talk. So to begin with this guided meditation, I'll create the setting, and that is this month we're working with the simile of the raft. I'll just read it here briefly. Suppose there was a person traveling along a road. They'd see a large deluge whose near shore was dubious and perilous, while the far shore was a sanctuary, free of peril. But there was no ferry boat or bridge for crossing over. They'd think, why don't I gather grass, sticks, branches, and leaves and make a raft? Riding on the raft and paddling with my hands and feet, I can safely reach the far shore. And then the person collected grass, twigs, branches, and leaves and bound them together into a raft and supported by the raft and making an effort with their hands and feet, they got safely across to the far shore. So we're going to make a raft. In some kind of way. So if you haven't already, finding a comfortable position or posture where the body is upright and relaxed, easeful. Feeling the points of connection with our sitting surface. In a chair, maybe there's pressure against the back. For all of us, there's pressure on the back side, where the cushion meets the body, or the chair meets the body. The back of the legs, in contact with the sitting surface. And the feet touching the ground. Checking in with the posture. Just sitting and knowing that you're sitting. And tuning in to the sensations of breathing. Feeling the movement of the body as it breathes. A Nothing special about the breath, just the gentle rhythm of in-breaths and out-breaths. When the mind wanders, we just very gently, simply begin again with the sensations of breathing. And allowing other experiences to be known. Sounds in the room. Feeling of clothing, brushing against the body maybe. Maybe there's a thought that arises and passes away. Allowing these experiences to be known and coming back to the sensations of breathing. In a relaxed, easy way. Bodily experiences, mental experiences. No need to pick and choose. We're simply noticing what's in this moment. rather than being lost in thoughts, stories, narratives, we return to the present moment experience. Whether that's the breath, or maybe it's the sensation in the knee, tightness in the jaw, sounds in the room, the temperature of the air. Nothing to figure out, nothing to fix. We're just noticing. And little by little, moment by moment, this noticing creates some steadiness. Some settledness. If that's true for you at this moment, just notice, what is that experience like? The settledness, the steadiness. nothing in particular needs to be happening. We're just noticing experience, moment after moment after moment. In a relaxed, open, easy way. And appreciating the experience of settledness or ease, steadiness. Maybe only a little bit, maybe a lot. Just appreciating. We're not trying to keep or get rid of any experiences. We're just noticing. Maybe in some way, any sense of steadiness or stability is like a raft that can support us through rocky waters. Whatever the correct metaphor would be. This raft is made of just moments of noticing. There's a way in which we might think that in order to have some support to get through some rough waters or some difficulties that we have to pull together lots of, I don't know, important or big shiny objects or something like this. It turns out just simply noticing whatever is here. It doesn't have to be anything special. Pressure against the body, the chest moves as it breathes, sound of the car outside, feeling of the air conditioner. That's all that's needed. And we're just noticing. And this, we just repeatedly bring the mind back to noticing, then there's some steadiness, some stability that just slowly starts to build out of ordinary, simple, mundane experiences. And this stability can be a tremendous support for us as the mind starts to let go or get less obsessed with its thoughts and stories, and instead is just present for what is. And we're more tuned into the bodily experience. We could say it's like a raft that can carry us over turbulent waters, any water, simple water, turbulent water. So I'm not sure, I have mixed mind whether to just open it up to the large group to have a discussion about this idea. What is this sense of a steadiness or stability being experienced, though maybe as the meditation goes on? It doesn't mean you're the absolute most still or steady, but chances are you're more steady than when you arrived here. Often like there's this, I gotta get there on time type of feeling or something. So I just would like to, each of you to like just have some sensitivity to what is that experience? Like, how do you know there's a little more stability? How do you know there's a little more steadiness? Thank you. So I'd like to, see if anybody would like to just offer a few words. What does this steadiness or stability feel like? Maybe you're not even sure. Or maybe would you rather just talk about this into small groups? It would just be a few. Anne is quietly nodding her head. Yep. I think you're right. Okay, so why don't we do that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Why don't we get into groups of 3 or 4 and just talk about what is this sense of stability or steadiness? What does that feel like? How do you know when that is being experienced? What does it feel like in particular in the body and maybe the mind too, but in particular the body? So if you want to get in groups of 3 or 4, and I'll give you guys 10 or 11 minutes to talk about that.